save your joys and pain. On Hit 92.9. On Hit 92.9.
All right, Jules, you promised the people on the show today. Now you got to give them what they want. What are the other three DMs?
No, he's letting him hear this one. Show me them quarantitties.
So these are the DMs. You're on the show this morning. You'll hear the break during this podcast. On the show this morning, you shared some of the DMs off the back of you mentioning live on air that you're horny.
it's a joke.
Few blokes, you know, blokes take that as a joke. Few blokes sliding into your DMs. We heard the nice ones. So show us your quarantitties.
Yeah.
Is one.
Show me them quarantitties.
What are the other ones?
Look at this one. I would like to cover you in peanut butter and see how much I could lick off you before my peanut allergy kicked in. And
oh, my God. Okay. One more. There's one more.
All right. Yeah. Oh, geez, much sense of this one.
Okay.
You are what you eat, and I want to be an asshole. Literally.
Oh, my
literally.
God.
Oh, I've got the number. Far out.
Christ.
Okay.
And with that, yeah. Enjoy the podcast.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hang on. There we go, mate.
It's Monday, mate. That's a cock up very early for a Monday. Hey, Jules, what T-shirt are you wearing?
What's going on?
Is that Washington State? I like it.
Yeah,
Redskins.
Yeah.
The Redskins.
Yeah. You like it?
Yeah, I do like
it. It's my pajama top. I haven't got dressed yet.
Half your luck.
I'm not wearing my pajama top, just the T-shirt I've worn the last 4 days.
Mate, I'm not even wearing pants right now. That's the benefits of working from home. You guys can't see. I'm on Skype.
Yeah.
Hey, it's an ex.
Mm.
Now, mate, I mean, you know I'm in isolation and I'm over here alone.
Mm.
You sent me a text message the other night.
Yep.
I was waiting.
Do you like
to
banana bread?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I had a busy day yesterday.
That's okay.
Yeah, busy day.
Well, doing what? Doing what, mate?
Well, I was in Ted Addy's. Did I say the D word? No.
Doodle?
No, if you mean dingling or doodle, yeah. Dick.
Bitten by a spider or something yesterday. So we're in with the doctors for a large part of the day.
Okay. oh, jeez, don't make me feel bad now.
He's
all right?
He's now suffering from a disease called elephantitis.
Oh, my gosh.
Very big.
Poor little
very
bubba.
Big, very big.
Oh,
running around, it was corking his thighs.
Oh, jeez.
Jeez. All right, just hold off on that banana bread then.
Yeah,
sorry,
no, I was kind of busy yesterday. Poor all little right. bugger. He was in so much pain.
Poor little fella.
13, 10,
big
60.
Fella.
Big fella.
Big fella, Jules.
Say
come
that
on.
I didn't want to, but no.
Yeah. You should have seen. I showered looking at him yesterday as opposed to him looking at me.
Oh, stop it.
Hey, let's dive in. Let's hear from you this morning. How was your weekend? What'd you get up to? What are you up to this week? I'd love to say something, but not much, to be honest with you.
I want to know if you baked over the weekend, because I reckon everyone baked.
Yeah?
The amount of videos I saw on Insta stories of people baking.
I wonder if our old mate Dusty's listening. Oh,
Xavier.
Get out.
You got to show the screen as well.
Mate, you should see
what's going on. Oh, you've been laying bricks.
Yeah, another like I arced those bricks.
Yeah,
so that wasn't a straight lay.
How do you even do that?
Yeah, oh, mate, you've got to make one tip, one side touch, and the other side is where the distance is. But you just got to keep it nice and small.
That is incredible, mate. I was impressed last week.
Oh, that's
I'm
what I was
blown away.
That's what I was doing.
Jeez, we've gone from grass to bricks. Seriously, we've gone from Zave doing his grass, now Zave laying his bricks.
You know,
this is what we're excited about.
Like, I think to myself, I have a lot of conversation with people at the moment about how, like, there's a lot of things that people are getting up to at the moment, or living life the way life used to be lived, a little bit slower, a little bit more around the house. Yeah. That sort of stuff. Like, are these the sort of conversations people used to have 20 years ago?
Mate, in 80 years' time, they'll come through Double View and they'll see my house and be like, oh, that was the Great Depression where this bloke built he's built the Taj Mahal. That's incredible.
All right.
Hopefully the grass is green by then.
Shut up.
Let's hear from you this morning. as we dive into this show. Open lines are open. Hey, Teach, are we giving away the voucher yet? Is it now?
No.
No.
God knows.
Okay.
Keep that for later.
Are we holding that off for later? Okay. We'd
Mystery
still love
prize.
To hear from
Mystery
you.
Prize.
Mystery prize. Mystery prize. And tea towels. You drive me crazy, tea towels.
Yeah.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Hello, Hughesy.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Morning.
What's happening?
We're running amok in here today, Hughesy.
They should. I mean, it's just all relaxed, you know.
We're just excited about Zave laying a straight line of bricks.
Oh man, I was once a brickies labourer back in Perth, actually, back in 1993, and they were ruthless to me. Those brickies, mate, trying to build houses in Wanneroo was a bloody disaster.
Wanneroo.
Yeah, Wanneroo, all around Perth. I was a brickies labourer for many different brickies, and they all sacked me.
Jeez.
Any houses
brickies
that you,
listening right now?
Yeah, or any houses Hughesy? That you might remember laying a brick for? There could be somebody listening right now that had their bricks laid by Hughesy.
No, I didn't lay the bricks. I was mixing the mud, all right? And my mud was never good, apparently. It was just you'd take the wheelbarrow up to the brickies and they'd look at the mud and put their finger in and go, no, that's rubbish, go and do it again.
More water, Hughesy.
Mate, more water, more bloody cement. I don't know. You do it yourself, you bloody ungrateful bastard.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Dave, just talking about it. So you've done brickying. Like, we know you've been on the dole. What is the strangest job you've ever had? Like, is there something you've gone, oh, I actually did this for a period of time?
Oh, look, you know what? I was once, again in Perth. All my weird jobs were in Perth when I lived over there in 93, 94. And I was trying to do stand-up comedy, but I was trying to make a living during the day just doing odd jobs. And I once answered that they wanted a model. And so I turned up. No, actually, I had an ad in the West Australian said, "Labourer requires work." And someone rang me, a guy rang me and said, he said he was a student at the university and he needed a life model. And I said, I'm charging $10 an hour. And I turned up to his house. It was in somewhere like Subiaco. And anyway, he started taking photos of me. And look, I'm not going to... Look, eventually I ended up nude on a Lilo.
Oh, we got to it. You were nude on a Lilo in a house in Subiaco. I love it.
I was in my undies. I'm like, what am I doing here? And he said, I'm in my undies. And I said, sure.
How many hours did you get out of him? I mean,
mate,
10 bucks
I
a go.
I got 15 bucks out of him. So,
beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if there was ever ever film in the camera, to be honest.
How are you, see? You guys are doing a pop-up show. We're going to hear you earlier in the day.
Yeah, from 10 a.m., guys. We've all got the equipment home, so what else are we going to do? Talk to our families? We might as well talk to other people. So, yeah, so from 10 a.m., me and Ed, Hughesy and Ed are going to be, talking in between the songs. We're still on at 5 as well, though, so it's a split shift.
The double dough.
Yeah, I don't know, mate. There's nothing else going on. But, you know, I've got it. Tonight, Hughesy, we have a problem. 8:30 actually is a brand new episode. It was filmed before before we were, like, social distancing. So
yep.
It's all happening. So I actually get a prostate exam live on air tonight. So that's the opposite.
Jeez, okay. Jeez, Hughesy, we're going to see you more than we see ScoMo on TV giving up coronavirus updates. Seriously.
Only also as popular as ScoMo, I'd be happy, wouldn't I? So I just got to give out cash, basically.
Lucky.
I've got to give a shout out before I go to the Premier of WA.
He's killing
him
it, isn't he?
Him laughing about the kebab is the funniest thing I've seen in a long time.
Yeah,
he's doing well. Yeah, he's doing a great job.
Hey, just quickly, Hughesy, Jules didn't have to have a prostate examination because at the moment she has, what do you got, Jules? What are they called again?
Xavier.
What are they called?
Come on.
I'm trying to think of something really positive, but I can't. A hemorrhoid.
She's got hemorrhoids. At the moment. She's got hemis.
I definitely have a problem.
No, you're working too hard is what we're saying.
You need to stay at home more and chill out.
That is one way to put it. Oh, geez, I'm glad I don't have to go anywhere, I'm telling you.
Oh, jeez. QZ, good to catch up, mate, as always. You take care of yourself.
Let's just talk about everything, all right?
See you, mate.
Bye. Save your
Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
And now it's time for Perth's favourite localised meteorological calefaction prediction game show.
How hot is Perth? So you can tell I'm in the studio today because if I'm at home, I can't yell that out.
Yeah, true.
Now, this game, guys, we've been doing it now for about 2 weeks, Pep.
Yeah, 2 weeks, and still nobody's managed to be able to knock it over.
No, I've included
Zab, are you tools. Happy about that?
Yeah, well, I am. I like the game. I do like the game. But I've given the callers a helping hand here, Jules, because you also contribute and nominate your time as a bit of advice on where you think it might land. Now, today, it's going to be a maximum of 32 today. Now, all you got to do, 13, 10, 60, to win my bush chook throne. Season sees apply after the pandemic ends, you can come get it. To win my bush chook throne, all you've got to do is ring up now, 13, 10, 60, and nominate at 9 o'clock this morning on the dot, how hot will Perth be? If you... That's the one. If you nail the time, you win my 2 metres by a metre and a half bush chook throne made out of cans. It is worth a lot of money. No, it's not worth it. It's priceless.
It's priceless.
It's priceless.
You can't
priceless.
Put a value on it.
It's a one of a kind.
You can't. You're right. And, you know, people sort of think he might be a bit of a love swing as well these days. We're not real sure what's going on. But 13, 10, 60. Again, Pete, hit that sting. 13, 10, 60.
All right. Well,
oh, do you want my suggestion now or do you want me to wait until we get someone?
Nah, on? Wait, Jules. Wait.
Oh, all right. Just in case. Right.
But also, I might throw in Pete as a prize as well. I'm done with him.
What, with the throne?
Yeah, you have Pete.
Oh, you can push your own buttons in the morning.
Save your tools and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
And now it's time for Perth's favourite localised meteorological calefaction prediction game show.
How hot is Perth? All right, you're making amends, Pete, for your poor start this morning. 13 10 60 is the number. You all know it. Call in now. All you got to do is nominate. How hot will Perth be at 9 o'clock this morning to win my bush chook throne, which is a priceless.
Priceless.
2 metres by a metre and a half. It's a monster. It could be yours. 13, 10, 60. But first, we'll say good morning to Daniel. How are you, Daniel?
I'm very well, guys. How are you?
Going well, mate.
Yeah. Now, you want this more than anything, Daniel. What do you need it for?
I want it as a piece for my bar back at home for my man cave. And if I don't win it today, I'm just going to go buy 30 cartons of bush chook and build my own, eh?
Yeah, see, by the time you're done doing that, mate, the pandemic will be over and we're out of isolation. You need this one today.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly right.
Now, I'm going to give you a little helping hand because Jules always comes into work and says, oh, I know exactly how hot the weather's going to be today at 9 o'clock, guys. Mm. So that's where this game came from. Jules?
I know my weathers.
You know your weathers, Jules. So, Jules, for Daniel, give him a helping hand. At 9 o'clock this morning, ram me loose. How hot do you believe Perth will be?
Daniel, I reckon it's going to be 23.2 at 9 a.m. this morning.
23.2, heading to a max of 32 today. Now, Daniel, you know the system. Pete, what's he got to do here?
All right, so what's going to happen is you're going to hear the drum roll, then you're going to hear the live studio audience ask the question, how hot is Perth? And then we'll hear it from you. Daniel, you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Here we go, mate.
I'm going to go 22.7, but if it isn't that, me and Jules are going to build our own bush chook throne.
Hey!
A bit of a love swing. Beautiful.
I'll
tell you what I'll do, Daniel. I'll help you drink the beers.
No worries. There you go.
You're both going to be wrong, mate.
We'll build an Emu Export Master Regatta for when it comes back. How's that?
There you go.
You know what? I was just thinking about that yesterday, that we had to can the Master Regatta, pardon the pun. So who knows, mate? I reckon we're up for discussion there.
What we'll do is I'll build a floatable bush chook throne and I'll sit out there and we can video record the Master Regatta when it does come back on. How's that?
And you'd have Jules on there with you.
There you go, Jules. You can sit on the side. Hopefully, your hemorrhoids all done and it won't hurt.
Oh, good on you, Daniel.
Oh, Daniel, mate. Look, all I'm going to say is all the best with your 22.7.
Not a bad. Thanks, guys. Have a lovely day.
You too, mate.
Dan, you too, mate.
You can call anytime, mate.
This is not going to let me go, is it?
No, it's not.
Mate, you did a break on it.
Yeah.
You nominated that you had a hemi.
No, what had happened, we'd had a discussion off air and I knew you two were going to out me on it.
Yeah.
I knew you two were going to out me on it. I had no choice.
Don't bring me in this. Don't fold me into it. I'm not the one who pulled the hemorrhoids out of you. Wow.
Wowee. Jesus Christ.
Can we just drop it from now on? No more hemorrhoid chat from Seven. That's it. We're done.
Okay. So we're still allowed to talk
about it. So, Jules, how is the hemorrhoid?
Still there. Save
your Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
It is written that if you die during jihad, you will be given 72 virgins. Problem is, the gender of these virgins is not specified.
Please welcome to the show, comedian Akmal Sali.
Morning, Akmal.
Hey, morning.
Hello. Hi, guys. Welcome. Thank you. I haven't heard that introduction because I haven't worked for a few months now. So,
What have you been doing?
I've been self-isolating. I've been self-isolating since I was 13. So it's something I've enjoyed doing for quite a while now. And it's and I use hand sanitizer, everything.
Of a sudden, you're the cool kid.
Yeah. No, it's funny you guys want to do some happy news. It's understandable because it's so, you know, dismal at the moment. But I remember a story when I was in grade five, right? I was grade five. And we used to have, like, kids would get up and tell stories or, shows. You know the show and tell?
Oh, yeah.
Show and tell, yes.
Yeah, and this poor girl, you know, this is like, you know, you're 11. And this girl got up and she said, oh, my cat died. And she got ran over by a car and she was my best friend. And the teacher was this insensitive bastard, a guy called Mr. Martin. He goes, he looks at her and goes, oh, sit down, Karen. We want happy news. I've never forgotten that. Poor Karen.
You don't hear that too often. Poor Karen. Karen's usually a pain in the backside.
But I understand. People need happy news for a change. Come on.
Yeah, 100%, yeah. Akmal. Now, you're actually supposed to start your tour on Saturday, but obviously had to be rescheduled. Are you going to chuck any coronavirus stand-up in your show when you actually do it?
Well, I'm still doing it. It's just no one's showing up, but that's okay.
No one's showing up to your lounge room.
Yeah, no, I'm opening the theatres myself and just standing there and just doing the shows. It's not as lucrative, but it's a lot less pressure.
Any thought, mate, any chance you might do what a lot of these other ones are doing and stick a camera somewhere in your house and stand in front of it and do a live stream?
Well, yeah, I know, but you know, look, I'm a lazy person by nature, you know, and I'm getting old now, so I went to the doctor. They wanted to stick a camera, you know, where, and I said no. So I don't want to stick a camera anywhere, because look, you know, the thing is, this is quite perverse, I know, but I've been enjoying this. I've been enjoying. Mm. Just because I haven't had a break in 20 years.
Mm. And it's I don't think you're the only one with that one. Like, I've heard that a lot, actually, in the past 2 weeks. Yeah. Everyone's like, I needed this break. I needed time at home with my kids.
I mean, 2 weeks is plenty, though. I don't think I need 2 months.
And you know what? They're finding that the Earth's atmosphere is so much cleaner and more. Mm. They've found these birds that have not been seen for 20 years, these breeds of birds and animals are coming back.
A couple of pumas.
Yeah.
Did you see the pumas returning to, I don't know what country it was, but they were just walking the streets because everyone's inside. They've just for years. And these pumas have just come out of God knows where.
Well, you know, the pumas should be isolated too. You know, I think that they're probably opening up the bars and drinking beers and just attacking people's faces. And that's a funny image. I haven't seen a puma in the street for a while.
I haven't either. Did you hear a tiger just tested positive for coronavirus in the States? So everyone's got it in America.
What's that say again?
A tiger. Like an actual tiger. A tiger. Yeah. It's crazy.
That's only in America.
Only in America.
I thought there were limited tests like available. Yeah, yeah. They're testing tigers.
Maybe I hope that, well, they're not eating tigers. That's the thing. Because it started with bats. Bat soup. Was it bat soup?
A bat barbecue.
I was able to tell you all about it.
Apparently they're pretty good on the grill. Just two or three minutes either side and away you go. Yeah. Just still has that crunch.
Wouldn't it be about a bit of tiger breast and barbecue tiger?
God,
I don't know. Look, it's a weird time, but it's good for creativity. In the long run, we're going to get through it, and we're going to be joking about it. We're joking about it now. We don't wait, but it's a bizarre time in our lives.
Akmal, we're going to see you tonight on Hughesy. We have a problem at 8:30 on Channel 10. But always a pleasure catching up with you, mate.
Hughesy promises to solve the coronavirus problem, and wouldn't that be amazing? He can do it with humour. The guy's a genius.
He is. He's a bloody ripper. Good on you, mate. We'll catch up with you again.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
See ya.
Bye.
Just gone 7 o'clock.
On Hit 92.9.
On a big one. 1, 2, 3. It's time for...
Skull Wars! Sorry, I can't yell. I'm not even kidding you. I can actually hear my neighbours upstairs eating breakfast right now. I'm pretty sure they can hear me wake them up every morning.
They wake you up at night, though, don't they, Jules, from what I've heard?
Oh, no, that's the ones who live next door.
Okay. What are they doing late at night? It's a tricky situation. I hope they're both safe.
Well, at least I know they're alive, okay?
Yeah, okay, they're both alive.
Now, it is time for Scar Wars, and the way this game works is if you have a scar, you can play. All you need to do is describe to us how you got the scar, what you were doing at the time, where you were, how old you were, and it's up to us to determine where it is on the body, okay?
Okay. Yeah. We got Paul in Greenwood. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Good, mate.
Good, that's the way.
Get all stuck in.
How'd you get your scar?
I was building a patio.
Okay.
I was 25 at the time. I was up on a ladder, drilling through gutters.
Mm-hmm.
And I, had a bit of an accident and ended up in the doctors with stitches.
Did you slip off the ladder?
In the end, I did, yes.
I'm going to go, can I just guess? Or do I need to keep feeling it out? Hey, I reckon you've slipped Paul off the ladder. Whilst falling down, your leg actually got caught in between one of the step sort of parts, and it snapped your leg so viciously in half, your bone came out of your skin.
Jeez!
No.
Okay.
Hey, Paul, right. How many nights did you have to stay over? Did you have to stay in hospital?
No.
Oh, right. Okay. Definitely not bone out of the leg then.
How many stitches did you get?
I ended up with 6.
Okay.
6 stitches.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to have a crack.
Oh,
so
Peppy's in.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're up there. You're having a go at the roof and your gutters and stuff. And as you've slipped, you've instinctively gone to grab your gutter.
Oh!
Yeah.
Boom!
With your hand.
Yes, they're sharp.
Yeah, they're sharp.
So sharp.
And the weight of your body and everything and all the chaos and confusion has just completely torn through the palm of your hand.
Oh, your palm. I just lost a finger.
No?
Okay, all right. I'm going to go with this angle. All right, so you're up on the ladder and you've slipped and you slid down the ladder and I reckon there might have been like maybe a sharp stake underneath you and it's gone right through your butt cheek, like up underneath your butt cheek.
Right. All right, Paul.
What happened?
I was on the ladder drilling through the gutter. I slipped. The drill went straight through into my old fella.
Oh, you're giving yourself a piercing.
Oh,
yeah. Gee, what's that bolt called? What's it called?
A what?
When you get it pierced at the end?
Oh, it's called a Prince Albert.
You're giving yourself a Prince Albert.
Well, pretty much straight through the side of it, yeah.
What, did you pull it out?
Did you go through the other side?
I fell and it pulled out through my pants and everything.
Yeah, because far out.
What, did you go to the doctor's?
Yeah, I went to the doctor's. Very funny, yeah.
What did the doctor say?
He pissed himself laughing.
Yeah, did he use a Band-Aid or a bandage?
He used a needle and then he used the bloody stitches. Yeah, it hurt like hell.
Describe the pain, seriously.
It was very, very painful, believe me. A lot of blood and very painful.
Jeez, imagine reading in the paper, Paul's not playing for you this week. He's only missed 2 weeks for a cut penis.
Yeah, don't worry. There's a few jokes about it. Don't worry about that.
Have you got a scar?
I just want to know how long it took.
Yeah, I've got a good scar, yeah.
How long did it take to recover from that?
It took about 4 weeks to heal over, yeah.
And what about, like, Paul, the male body sometimes there's growth with stitches. How did that work?
Well, painful, painful.
They got to get you to grow first and then stitch it up.
Cold showers, mate. They had a lot of cold showers.
Yeah, cool that room.
Far out, mate. Oh, yeah. Glad to hear everything's going well for you now.
Yeah,
that's good.
It's still
works.
It's still going fine, yet.
Still works.
Good
on you, Paul.
Great.
On Hit 92.9. Our Premier, Mark McGowan's fair in the spotlight for this one, Jules. So
yeah, geez, he made me laugh over the weekend.
Oh, he's a ripper. He's doing a good job, too.
Never thought I'd ever say that about Mark, but, you know.
But I never thought I'd say that I cared about any of the politicians.
Yeah.
Or have any interest in them. But yeah. I think McGowan's doing a wonderful job.
A weird old one. Yeah. Like, I mean, it was only a couple of months ago that we were all getting stuck into the Prime Minister, yeah. Scott Morrison, calling him Scotty from marketing and all that sort of stuff, off the back of the bushfires, and yet out this morning, his approval rating, the approval ratings for a sitting Prime Minister are as good as Kevin Rudd through the GFC back in 2009.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny, whenever he missed a big opportunity to lead in the bushfires, but he's been given another opportunity to actually be a leader. And a lot of times we just sort of in autopilot. And I don't know. I think looking at the numbers in Australia, we've done reasonably well.
I think so too. Yeah. Hey, I don't know about you guys, but at the moment, I'm kind of like this past weekend in particular, I've felt this more than anything, but I'm feeling very much like the way things are, and they are terrible. I'll be completely honest. They are terrible. People are losing their jobs. There are people dying. It is a shocking situation that we are living through.
I must say, though, I am proud that most people are doing the 1.5 meter.
I agree.
I reckon it is such a bad, bad time, but I think it's great that we actually see that we can follow instructions and the reward will be at the end.
Yeah, I agree with that. Well, there's one thing that is coming out of this, and my mum actually mentioned this a couple of weeks ago when this all sort of started happening. She goes, the world's shutting down and it looks like for the first time in a long time, everything's going to grind to a halt and it might just be the breather that everybody needs. And I don't know about you guys, but particularly over the past weekend, I sort of sat in the living room with the kids and we'd just been mucking around and doing some bits and pieces. And there's no guilt or feeling that I have to be anywhere, that I have to do anything. And I had a weekend for the first time in as long as I can remember where we just hung out. And it almost felt like what it was like when I was a kid growing up.
Well, kids don't have a clue either.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't, but
yeah, they have no idea what's going on to the point. You know, they just think you're home a bit more often.
Yeah. Gee whiz, it's weird. Dad's home. It's strange. I don't know.
But that's very much the case. And it sort of made me stop for a moment and actually think about what it is that we're going through at the moment. And it's almost put a bit of perspective on my life. Yeah. Like we built a fort. Right over the weekend, like a blanket fort with the kids. We dragged the
now,
chairs.
I saw that
into
on your Insta.
Right, dragged
well,
the chairs.
It's on our Insta
room.
Now too. If you want to check out Pep's fort,
and I think we did a fair old job of it as well. But dragged the chairs into the living room and stuff like that, and put the blankets out. But it was a moment where I sort of sat back and I went, I don't think I've built a fort.
Yeah.
For about 20 odd years. You know, the last time I built a fort was when I was a kid and I was living at mum and dad's house.
Yeah.
And it was just a moment in time.
I reckon Pete would have been building forts into his early 20s.
Yeah, or in late 30s, to be honest.
No, blanket forts when I was older.
Where's Dad? Oh, he's
one
behind
thing
his
I do
want
to ask, because this is one thing I've said to, you know, my girlfriends that I've spoken to over the weekend, you know, because obviously they're now working at home and they're homeschooling and stuff like that. You know, do you reckon it's going to change you after, you know, the lockdown's lifted? Will it change you that you would actually start spending more time at home because you know what it's like and then you'd be like, you might start to miss it? So do you reckon you'll end up making those decisions to be at home more often than not?
It's a weird one because I've had this conversation with my wife, Liz, a fair few times lately and some other people as well. And I'd like to think that we'll come off the back end of this and if we make it through perfectly fine, that I will change, that I will do a few things. But like humans are really like poor when it comes to changing themselves. I think we're really bad as being creatures of habit. And I honestly think we'll get to the end of this having not learned a thing.
No, but I also think that, look, I'd love to stay at home with Ted a little bit more, Jules, but, you know, we've all taken a pay cut. I've lost all my football work. I can't physically stay at home because, you know, to keep a roof over the head, I've got to get to work because the expenses of electricity, water, phone bills, all that sort of stuff's not going to stop.
Yeah.
So it'd be lovely to think that I could sit and cook barbecues out the back with Ted every night, but realistically, everything's still so expensive. So we're going to have to get back and get churning and trying to, you just got to try and survive.
Yeah, it's true. What about you, Jules?
I've just been living the same life since August, really.
I've been
in isolation since August last year when I moved here.
I know you've been in isolation, mate. I get it. But can you stop lifting your arms up? Those hairy armpits are starting
to... What are you talking about, mate?
Oh, close them. Put them down.
I've got a t-shirt on. I've got no bra on.
Old hairy pits. Old hairy pits herself.
On Hit 92.9.
Sunshine lollipops.
And now it's time for some uplifting news with Jules Jarry. This is Happy as Jarry.
I mean, it is still coronavirus related in a way, but it's more, I don't know if there's a fun song to coronavirus, but it is usually the funny things that have come out because of the coronavirus. Now, I mean, Mark McGowan, you guys saw the press conference that he gave, I think maybe Friday.
It came out. Yep.
And it was him addressing the guy over in Newcastle that was fined for eating a kebab, and him like just losing it laughing about it just had me in hysterics.
I find it hard to believe someone was going for a run and then stopped to have a kebab. They do things differently in New South Wales. There's nothing wrong with going for a run. There's nothing wrong with going for a run and having a kebab. But we're not making it unlawful to go for a run and eat a kebab. It's whether or not you're in a group. That is the issue.
Now, I even laughed at that, even, you know, being from New South Wales. And to be honest, you guys know I love a kebab.
But I mean,
I'd pay the $1,000 to go out and get a kebab.
No, but also, I've done that, but in the other order. About 3 a.m., you get the kebab, and then you run home. Have you ever done that on a night out?
Oh, you remember that time I was telling you guys about I went out one night and I tried to do a Zave where you order the kebab before you leave.
Yeah, leave
the
bar.
And then you get home, right? Yep. But I did it wrong. I was ordering it inside the cab.
Yeah, too
so
late.
So by the
too
time late. I got home, I still had to wait 10, 15 minutes, right? But I came upstairs and I passed out on the couch just because I was tired.
Tired.
And I woke up in the morning and there was no kebab and I went looking for it, couldn't find it. But then I think the next couple of days I was talking about it on air. I realized that I'd sent it to another address, which is very similar to mine.
Yeah.
And what you guys probably didn't realize, because we moved on from the break, the guy called up who got my kebab.
He actually called up. Oh,
and he
that's
said,
right. Yeah.
And he said, can you just ask Jules to put add chili to the kebab?
Add chili to it. That's fair.
Good on him. You know what was nice? It was nice to see him laugh because he's been such a stoic, just stand-up bloke who's been so incredibly straightforward. No, this is what we're doing.
He's been good.
Yeah, it was nice to see him just have a chuckle.
The Auslan girl in the background is the best on ground.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. When Martin McGowan makes an aggressive point, she bangs it home so well. I'm like, stick it to
it. It makes me want to learn Auslan.
Like, they're incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, also to an announcement, which I'm very excited about because Easter is my favorite holiday and a lot of kids out there very excited about. If you missed it, this is what Mark McGowan had to say.
I recently received an email from Taylor. Taylor is 9 years old and she's from Thornley. Taylor was worried that because of the new rules about travel, the Easter Bunny would not be able to get to Western Australia this year. And I am very happy to announce I've just signed a special exemption for the Easter Bunny. This means the Easter Bunny can still come to WA and visit all our families and friends next weekend. I like Easter and Easter egg hunts too.
That's so good.
How excited are you? I'm so excited he's allowed that.
Well, I was
exemption.
Very worried as well because I thought to myself, border closure. Yeah. It was last night at midnight. I thought, the Easter Bunny's not going to come. You know, he's not going to deliver Easter eggs. Mm. But it's good that he's thinking about it, you know, so great.
Absolutely. Did you guys see the letter that was the statement that was put out for the
Easter Bunny? I didn't read it. I saw that there was a
someone picked up. And I'm I know it's not important, but Australia was spelt wrong on it.
Yeah, sort of.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I didn't even, someone's like, oh, there's a mistake on there. There's a spelling mistake. And I was like looking for it. I couldn't find it. I had to go to comments to read
or
where
maybe,
it was at. But yeah, no, like Australia's written.
Maybe now the borders are closed. We are called Australia. Mark McGowan's calling us Astriala. Or whatever they spelled it as.
We've got a new name now that we've
got
seceded.
A new name now. We're separated. But Mark McGowan's on the show tomorrow, so. Of course, 0488 55 929.
Oh,
0488 55 929. shoot us a text if you want us to ask a question to Mark McGowan that you're interested in, or if you want to pass a message on, or whatever it is. We'll be speaking to Mark McGowan tomorrow on the show.
Save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.
We want to hear from you if you hate your name. Now, this is after the news that broke over the weekend. A couple over in India gave birth to twins, a boy and a girl, and they decided to name the twins Corona and COVID.
Nope. If you had to be one.
How do you guys feel about it?
If you had to be one, which one would you want to be, Jules?
Probably, I don't know, probably COVID.
I'd probably want to be COVID. Yeah, I'd be COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Corona's not actually. Was it twin boys? Yeah.
No, a boy and a girl.
A boy and a girl. Got to be Corona.
It doesn't say which one is which.
I'd be picking Corona for the girl because
Corona means crown.
Rona means if Rona for short sounds more like a girl's name, whereas COVID sounds more like a boy's name.
COVID? I don't know.
Corona and COVID, like really, because obviously they were saying that, you know, obviously with the coronavirus pandemic, that is literally why, because they wanted to mark that, you know, that's the struggles that they were going through and the isolation they had to go through over in India. Obviously, it's really bad over there. I mean, it's bad all around the world.
I just would have bought a couple of newspapers, I reckon.
It is pretty bad. But I thought that there's people out there that hate their name. And we do want to hear from you guys this morning on 13 10 60. Now, you guys know that Mama Jules called me a name for 2 days.
That's right. Remy Luce.
Remy Luce. So you don't have to draw it out like that. You make it sound so bad. But my dad was like off pig shooting at the time when I was born. So my dad rocked up 2 days later. This is for those that haven't heard this story. And my mum had already named me Remy after my grandmother and Luce after her best friend. So my name was going to be Remy Luce. And my dad rocked up and was like, hell to the no, you are not calling my daughter Remy Luce. But what happened instead was they called me Julianne, Julie being my first name, Anne being my middle name. Yeah. But because they rushed the birth certificate, Julianne got put together.
Yes.
And so now I have no middle name and I have an E in the middle of Julianne.
So your actual name is Julianne, isn't it?
Julianne with an E in the middle.
Julianne.
Do you ever get called Julianne by your mother?
Yeah, all the time.
I thought that might be.
It's more like Julianne.
When she's upset with you.
Cranky face.
Cranky face.
Save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.
We got Shane in Woodlands. Good morning, mate.
Hey, how are you?
Going well.
I didn't expect Shane to be
Neither
female.
Neither did I.
How are you, Shane?
Good, thanks.
Shane, how do you spell your name?
Shayne.
Okay.
It's spelled differently in our screen. So that makes...
Yeah, I've got a girlfriend called Shane, but it's it's C-H-A-Y-N-E.
Oh, I love that spelling.
Do you like it? Or obviously, I mean, you're reading this because we said if you hate it, but what do you hate about
it? I worked in reception for about 7 years plus.
Yep.
Yeah.
And working in reception with the name Shane, you do not... Yeah, like what you guys answer the phone with, you didn't expect it.
Good guys, it's Shane here.
I love it, babe. Why'd
your mum choose the name Shane?
So there's a few reasons. She loves Shane Gould and Shane Warne, all of those Aussie people.
Yeah.
But she also loves the Barbie twins, the 1990s Barbie twins. Yeah, you'll have to Google it.
Okay, 1990s Barbie twins. Somebody Google that. Get on that.
Oh, I got it. All right.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know if they're porn stars or not.
Your mum named you after a porn star.
God, no. They are porn stars.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, why am I on RedTube? Good God, get out of it. I'm on a work computer.
Shane and Sia Barbie.
There's a lot of people at the moment working from home listening to this who have just all done the exact same thing and just brought up pornography on their work laptop.
Too bad if they had Google alerts up and there's all of a sudden Shana, all these searches coming from home.
Are they Barbies?
I don't know.
Their surname is Barbie, so it's Shane.
Barbies that came up, like actual Barbies. Anyway, there you go.
All right, let's move on. Gilda. Hello, Gilda.
Gilda. Hello.
Hey, Gilda.
Hey, babe.
So you don't like your name?
I don't. Well, I've gotten used to it, but Yeah, I don't like how people mispronounce it or spell it wrong.
Did we pronounce it wrong or right?
Yeah, he did wrong.
How is it again?
It's Gilda.
Gilda.
Whack Gilda.
Some spice on that.
But where does the name come from?
It was just a name that my parents liked. The alternative was much worse. Carmella.
Carmella.
Carmella. Yeah, yeah.
I know a few Carmellas.
I do too.
Cliff. G'day, mate. Hello, Cliff.
Hi.
Hey, Cliffy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you guys?
Good, mate. Now, tell us about your name. How'd you land on Cliff?
Well, my full name is Clifton. I was actually named by my dad after the Lake Clifton Hotel.
Named after a pub where all good things happen.
Love it.
Yes, well, the only thing is I don't drink beer, I'm just grateful I was a boy and my mum didn't get to name me, or otherwise I would have been named Pebbles after the Flintstones.
Yeah, right. Pebbles. I'll go with Cliff. I'm happy with Cliff.
Oh, I like these backstories. All right, next one. Harper. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, you're a bloke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, now, mate, I love it. I love that your name's Harper. I mean, it's beautiful.
Well, it's more of a girl's name, to be honest. But.
Yeah, look, with all due respect to you, mate, like my wife and I have been discussing, have always discussed other names that we would have called our daughters, and Harper's right up there. Yeah.
Yeah. But if I had been a boy, do you think you would still represent it?
I would have gone with something else.
I would 100% call my boy Harper.
Would you?
I think it's beautiful,
The worst part about it is every single person gets my name mixed up. My first name is my last name, and my last name is the first name.
What's your last name?
Raiden.
Raiden?
Raiden?
Yep.
Yeah, so Raiden Harper.
Get out. Your last name's Raiden?
Raiden.
Mate,
why?
What's wrong with that? Mortal Kombat character. It's the best thing ever.
Oh, go to a song.
Don't even go there. I love your name, Harper.
Save your jewels and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Hey, it's time for the Super Happy Fun Time.
Right. I'm not sure how this one's going to go, Jules, but we're going to give it a go, okay? You happy with that?
Mate, I reckon it's going to go off. I reckon the phone lines are going to light up like it's Christmas.
All right, now, do you know how I came up with this phone topic
Please. We're
about to do? I was in bed the other night, and I had a dream that we had a new dog in the house, and that was because I was picturing a dog eating dog biscuits in my house. And they didn't sound like Kevin and Tilly eating biscuits.
They didn't sound like Kevin and Tilly eating biscuits
because they're labs. They hoe into their food.
Yeah.
Sounded like a little,
a
gentle peck. And no word of a lie, I was asleep and I woke up going like, is there another dog in the house? What's going on? I had no idea. I didn't know whether it was a Sunday or a Monday. I was a little bit disorientated, okay? I must admit, I must have had a rough night's sleep. But what I want to do here is 131060. If you're at home with your dog, give us a call. But what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to give your dog a little serving of dog biscuits, a little cup of biscuits into their dog bowl.
A little snack,
a little morning feed. Yeah. And then what you're going to do is hold the phone to where the dog's eating its biscuits. And I've got this talent. I will be able to identify what type of dog you have. So that's what's going to happen is, and you guys can play along as well. Jules, you love dogs, and Pete, you've got a dog over here.
Yeah.
Two boxers, so I'm just thinking I probably would only be able to pick up if it was a boxer or not, because they're the only dogs I've really heard eat.
Yeah, so you've got the boxer, I've got a lab, Pete, you've got a...
I've got a Rottweiler cross Kelpie.
So we're across all forms of dogs, nearly.
But it's now that you mention it, like I've never thought about how they eat their food, but now because we had a mini Foxy as well.
Yeah,
Lyra,
very different.
Just a peck. Range up, bang. He's
very,
all over.
Very, very different. So 131060, please give us a call because it won't work if you don't call in. We have a grilled voucher to give away, so a $50 voucher to grill.
That's why you said no.
For
you or your dog, they do like chips, but you've got to give your dog some biscuits in their bowl, and we will identify what kind of dog you have at home with you. 131060. Okay. Please call.
Become a Grilled Relish member today and receive 50% off your order. We've got callers. They're calling through. Here we go. Call. $50 voucher for Grilled. There you go. 131060. We'll come back and take your calls and listen to your dogs eat their food.
We'll be able to identify. I'm telling you, it's a skill that I didn't know I had, but I got it.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Quick question without notice. Have you been practicing your sexy voice over the weekend or what?
I have actually.
Doesn't sound like it.
Insert credit, $4.30 a minute.
$4.30 a minute?
That's
Damn.
How we're getting our pay cut back. We put you on a sex line.
Directions for use coming up after 8:30. But first...
Hey, it's time for the Super Happy Fun Day!
Yeah, right. It might be a little bit weird, I guess. I guess it might be weird, but I have a talent that I'm about to unleash on Perth, and you two are going to join in and love it as much as I do. We're going to get some people calling 131060, but you have to have a dog and you have to be at home. You're just going to give your dog a little scoop of dog biscuits, and us three will be able to identify the type of dog you have simply by hearing them eat their biscuits out of the bowl.
Okay. We've got...
What a good idea this is.
It's a great idea. It's a ripper, mate. That's what the Super Happy Fun Time Phoner is all about.
131060, buzz in if you've got a dog and you want to give them some biscuits on air.
Harley in Guelph. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, mate?
Hello, Harley.
Good, thanks.
What's your dog's name?
Jackie.
Jackie. Okay.
Now, have you got a dog bowl there with some biscuits, mate?
Yeah.
All right. Now, if you could put that in front of Jackie and then hold the phone down there, just so we can hear her eating habits, that'd be good. Thank you. Jesus.
She's getting stuck in.
Yeah, getting stuck in.
I reckon I know what it is.
All right, Harley, you there, Harley?
Yeah.
All right, now I'm just going to ask you a question. It's a smaller dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. I could tell it's a smaller dog. Jules, do you want to go first, mate?
Oh, well, no, I don't now that you said that. Okay, I'm just going to go with a Shih Tzu.
Okay, Shih Tzu from Jules. Is it a Shih Tzu, Harley?
No.
No, it's not. Peter?
Okay, so the way that it was sort of moving those around in, I feel like there's a snout there with not much hair. So, yeah. Is it a Jack Russell?
No.
Ah, it's not. Bugger.
Now, I've got a feeling it could be a,
Sorry, I'm just loving this.
I've got a feeling that it could be like a little English Terrier.
Yes, what'd you say? What?
English Terrier?
No.
Oh! What is it, Harley?
It's a British Bulldog.
Oh!
What? Wow!
Yeah,
I thought I would have been able to hear it snort like your British Bulldog.
Upon reflection, Jules, you hear the flat face sort of shuffling through the biscuits, trying to get in there. I used to have a British Bulldog. Hey, did that slip past me?
Good on you, Harley. You have a good day, mate.
You too. Thanks
good on your house.
All right, look at him.
We lost that one, guys.
Look at him.
Chantelle in Wellard. Hello.
Hi.
Babe, now what's your dog's name?
It's Luna.
Luna. Chantal, what do you think of this segment early? Just wondering.
Entertaining.
Okay. So, Chantal, I need you to put the dog bowl down next to, what was the dog's name again, sorry?
Luna.
Just chuck it down next to Luna and just hold the phone there too, please.
Yeah, Luna. She's trying. She's had a couple, but that's it.
Okay, so she's small. She's a small dog.
You reckon?
Small female dog. Chantal, am I on the right path?
Maybe.
Yeah, I am on the right path. Small, maybe. It's a small
I'm
going to
go first.
Dog.
I'm going to go first on this.
All right.
Frenchie.
A friend.
No.
Frenchie. Damn it.
Okay. Do you think, Pep? All right. I reckon it's going back the other way. I reckon it's bigger.
You reckon it's bigger? No, yeah. But wouldn't ignore food like that?
You reckon? I don't know.
No matter what.
Mate, I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to just pull one out of the hat here. Rottweiler.
No.
I'm going to go with a King Charles Cavalier.
No.
What are you packing?
She's a Maltese Shih Tzu poodle.
Oh, you bugger. I skipped over my Shih Tzu. Oh,
multi-shit.
Have a look what I had up. Pete.
Yeah, look at that. There he is. Yep.
I had a shih tzu there.
All right, we got another one here. We'll do one more. This is too much fun. Ryan.
All right.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Going well.
Going well, mate.
Ryan, what's the dog's name?
His name's Mac, as in Apple Mac.
Okay, Apple
Mac. Okay.
Okay, you ready? Here go the biscuits in the bowl.
Yep. Oh, yeah, good scoop. Get in there, Mackie. He's burrowing.
Oh.
Sounds like Pete eating. All right, ram me loose. What do you reckon?
It's funny because it's true.
You know what? Can I be honest? It actually does sound like a boxer. That sounds like moose eating.
No, it sounds like moose. Ryan, is it a boxer?
No, negative. Not a boxer.
Not negative, not a boxer. Pep.
Sounds like a bigger mouth.
What? Boxers have big mouths.
No, it does. It does sound like a bigger mouth because there's like, it sounds like the maw is bigger. I'm just trying to work myself through it. I'm going to go with a Kelpie.
Oh, close, mate.
Bugger. Oh, I don't know what's close to a Kelpie. I think I'm going to have to go with an Australian Shepherd.
Oh, no, that's a bit rough, but that's not it.
Oh,
yeah.
A German Shepherd.
What is it?
He's a flat coat retriever.
Oh.
Okay. Close enough.
Cute.
Oh, gee whiz.
Goodness me.
Good on you, Rosie.
Yeah, catch us.
See you, right.
Bye.
Thanks, mate. What do you reckon about the game?
That was a good game. You know what I think? I think people struggled to understand it the first time around because once Harley played, people started calling up more.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, I agree.
So this is something we've got to play again. Is that what you're saying?
Well, look at the callers coming.
They're all ripping through.
They're coming for more.
This is an absolute belter.
All right.
Write that one down.
There you go. Write it down. What can we call it? How big's your dog?
What you eating?
Yeah. What you chewing, boy?
We'll work on it.
Okay. We're just spitballing.
We'll brainstorm that one.
We're just spitballing.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Instructions, but sexier. This is Directions for Use.
Ooh, hello.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm actually nervous about doing this one, mainly because... Last week, you told me I sounded like the Telstra on hold chick when I was trying to sound sexy.
Well, no offense, but yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so the way this game works is I have a product which I have got from around my house. And I read out the instructions, like the directions of use.
Yep.
And you guys have to try and guess what the product is. But okay. I have to do it in a sexy voice.
Okay, right. So look, I've got a little something here just to sort of help you sound less like the Telstra on hold lady.
What have you got? Oh, perfect. Okay, this will get me in the mood.
What would you be charged? What would you be charging?
Can I just say, you know why it was so hard last week? It's because I'm looking at you two through Skype and I just cannot turn it on for that. I'm sorry. All right? So I'm going to have to try and like look away from you guys. And I can hear you guys laughing
as well.
Maybe
take your mic out of the holder and turn around and face the windows outside.
Just don't tell me what to do.
Or close your laptop.
Mate, I am cultivating this moustache purely for this segment.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, I've got two. I've got two products again this morning.
Okay.
Well,
we've got
this
a guess.
This is your first.
All right.
Play along at home if you like.
Here we go.
Squeeze a teaspoon into the palm of your hand and then briskly rub your hands together thoroughly until dry. Repeat as often as necessary.
You have been practicing.
All right, guys, what do you reckon it is? You got 30 seconds up on the clock, remember. You've only got 30 seconds to have a guess between the two of you.
Okay, that's right. All right, so 30 seconds. I don't have my clock in front of me.
It's a Nivea hand moisturizer.
No.
Is it? No. Is it the old Purell?
What's Purell?
Hand sanitizer?
It is hand sanitizer.
Oh, mate.
What?
Whatever. Oh, good right. One, Pete. You got it. Well, you cheat.
At least you got one. How do you know? What do you have to cheat? You ready?
Yeah.
I need my music. I need my background. Oh,
yeah. Sorry, mate. Okay, here we go.
Place me in hot water, making sure I'm fully immersed in the water. Allow me to infuse for 3 to 4 minutes, and then prior to lifting me out, squeeze my back.
Oh, okay. So it's definitely not a razor, because we've established you've got hairy armpits at the moment.
Okay, all right.
I do not have hairy armpits. You can't even see my armpits.
Okay, here we go.
What are those things that you use, like a sponge, in the shower? It's...
Like a loaf?
Like what? Like that you use a loafer? Like you used to a scrub
loafer?
Yourself?
Is it a loafer?
Yeah, like a loafer.
Is it a loafer?
No,
is
it isn't.
A
no, it's not. No.
4 minutes.
4 minutes, three.
Some
four
sort of
minutes.
Hair dye?
No. Is it a tea bag?
Yes, it is a tea bag. Well done, Pevy.
Thank you.
You read
on
instructions too much at home, mate.
Just the squeezing the bag that got me at the end.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, yeah. Squeezing the bag.
Well,
what do you think a loafer?
I don't know what a loafer is. I don't know. Are we thinking the same thing? You know when you jump in the shower and you whack your shower gels? On the
that's a loafer. Scrubber.
And it goes everywhere.
Yeah, that thing.
It looks like a bag.
Yeah,
yep.
All right.
Okay, cool. Anyway, well done, Pep. You won this
Thank
time.
Thank you. Thanks, I appreciate it.
He knew the first answer.
That was good fun, you guys. That was good fun. All right.
Well done, Jules.
That's it. Sorry, I've got nothing else in me.
9 minutes away.
Anyway, $4.50 a minute.
insert credit now. You have $4.18 remaining.
Save your jewels and peace. On Hit 92.9.
Look at that. 15 seconds left to go.
And now it's time for Perth's favourite localised meteorological calefaction prediction game show!
How hot is Perth?
That's right, how hot is Perth? Now, what happens, and I mentioned it about 10 minutes ago, at 6:30 we get a caller on. They have to nominate the exact time Perth will be at 9 o'clock to win my bushchuck drone that sits in the studio. It'd be 2 metres by 1.5 metres. It is an absolute whopper. Now, to play along at home, we've also included Jules in the guessing game as to how hot Perth is at 9 o'clock. Now, Jules, this morning, can you remember what temperature you said?
Yeah, I said it would be 23.2.
23.2. This morning's caller was Daniel. Good morning, Daniel. How are you again, mate?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
We're going very, very well in here now. We're stalling till it gets to bang on 9, which we've done that pretty much, Pete, haven't we?
Well, we're on 9 o'clock, so we've got 15 more seconds.
So if you play it, we'll get Daniel's guess.
All right, here we go. Your guess this morning was?
22.7.
Gee, whittakers.
Okay, so we've just gone to 9:01 as of right now.
Yep.
This is how it works. Going to play the drum roll. We'll hear the studio audience, and then you tell him whether or not he has got that bush chook thrown. You ready, X?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Oh, wait.
Daniel, this morning's temperature at 9 o'clock was 22
points 1.
Oh my God, you are
the
joking.
Wide. Stay with me, Papa.
You are joking.
The swing lives on.
Oh, I cannot believe it. Well, Jules, get your drinking shoes on because I'm coming over. Are you in the roid or getting on the beers?
You mean
no
the roid
worries,
or
mate,
getting on
I'm
the
ready,
beers?
Though.
Emmy. Amy in the plus one.
Oh, good guys. God. Listen, that someone is going to deserve that throne, I can tell you. I deserved it, but someone else is going to win that, get it dead on the money, and, yeah, good on to them when they do, too.
Good on you, Daniel.
No problem. Have a good day, guys.
See you, mate. All
right. No worries. You know, he can call up tomorrow and if he gets through again, he can have another crack.
Yeah, you can get through multiple times, but, I mean, the phone lines fill up, so good luck to you. It is a segment and a half at the moment, isn't it?
All right, your next chance to play How Hot Is Perth, have a crack at winning the bush chook throne. It really
I've gone,
is, mate.
The two things I've brought to the table today. How hot is Perth and what dog do you have by eating biscuits? I mean,
we choose what dog you have by hearing them eat biscuits?
Classic content.
To be honest,
mate.
That's my new fave.
It's classic
oh,
content.
Oh, Christ, I'm battling.
All right, your next chance, 6:20 tomorrow morning. Make sure you listen.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
And the weekend after, I'm probably going to whack another level on top of the house.
But, sure. Got the time at the moment.
And, yeah, I'm pretty talented, no. But you know what I mean? Everyone sits around and you sort of got these jobs that you look at and go, oh, I could do it, but it's fine without it. Do you know what I mean? Like, there was so much time, you may as well knock things over. Anyway, I was in the backyard laying like a garden bed down out of some spare bricks we had in the backyard to sort of, keep the weeds and stuff, the grass from growing into the garden bed. Personally, I think I did a really good job. But I was sitting out there and Ted, we went to the beach yesterday morning. Em swims from North Cot to Cot and back. As her sort of exercise that she loves
Does
doing
she?
It a few times a week. So she'll go down there and swim. Mm. So yesterday I just had Ted and we went for a walk along the beach. He has a bucket and spade and, you know, chills out and whatever. And always falls asleep in the car on the way home. Always falls asleep because he's knackered and we've spent, you know, an hour and a half.
Or tuck or it out.
Tuck it out. Big fella's tuck it out. Anyway, so we chuck him in the car and I am more talented than Em at getting him out of the car without waking him up. That's probably about the only thing I can do with him that she isn't as good as me at.
It is
everything else. Everything else, she is much better at me. In terms of parenting, she's got it nailed. Yeah. Me, a few loose areas I could probably tighten up. But anyway, so I got him into bed and I said to him, oh, should we take his nappy off? Because he'd had it on for a while and it was probably a bit wet and sandy or whatever. But we decided, no, just chuck him on the bed, on our bed with a towel on top, like under him, just so it doesn't sink into the sheets and that sort of stuff. Anyway, I slept for 2 hours and woke crying, which is not unusual, Pete, is it, when a young kid wakes up crying?
They're often not a bit
disorientated.
I do it now as
on.
A 33-year-old.
Yeah, I do it every morning as I drive into work for 15 minutes.
Oh, I just meant like post-nap. I'm okay with the sleeps, but I mean naps, post-naps, not good.
Anyway, so he's crying away, and originally I heard him when I was out in the backyard, and Em was sort of consoling him, and nothing major had happened, but then he started screaming, absolutely bellowing that something was wrong. There's a distinct difference between crying because they're tired and grizzly or crying because something's wrong. Yeah. Anyway, couldn't breathe and he was roaring and roaring and roaring. And then he started going, pee, 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 pee. Because he's limited with his words at the moment. He's 18 months. So pee, pee is his penis. So, you try and educate him about his pee, pee a little bit.
Good to know he's got the important things.
He's got the pee, pee. Anyway, so Em's ripped the nappy off and his pee, pee is twice the size of the original size. So instantly there's something not right and you couldn't get near him, couldn't touch him, he was screaming and screaming and screaming. And I sort of picked him up and tried to get some ice thinking that maybe something had bitten him in his nappy that we'd picked up from the beach or something, hoping that it would just sort of pass.
Yeah.
After a minute of him, you know, running short of breath, we're like, nah, something's really not right. On a Sunday during COVID-19, not a lot of places open for swollen PPs to come in. Anyway, we raced into Claremont. We found a 24-hour or one of those ones that stays open. Walked in. And he's bellowing and bellowing and bellowing. I'm trying to get in, but you're not allowed into these health places anymore without ringing in advance, but their phone line wasn't working.
Were there people at the front with masks?
One person was waiting at the front to go in. So one in, one out sort of situation. The doctor had masks on.
Yep.
And the receptionist is like, is there something like, is it a fever or is it a sore throat? I was like, no, he has a swollen penis. It is huge. Something's not right. Yeah. And the lady's like, right, not really what I thought was going to be the answer. Anyway, so he's nude. Em's holding him just so he does. Any time I touched his thighs,
hurts.
He would scream and scream. Anyway, we've taken him to the doctor and she couldn't even touch it. She couldn't get near him. He was kicking and screaming and screaming again.
So what happened? Like, what's going on?
So we got him home and on antibiotics and antihistamines because antibiotics if it's an infection, antihistamines if it's a bite. So he's on those. Anyway, this morning we undressed him and he slept pretty well last night. And the poor little bugger's got a lot of pus and stuff. I showed you the photo, Pete.
It's extremely
confronting,
oh,
Jules.
Oh, God.
And to be put in the position where even like when you go to the chemist and the lady's like, oh, so the antibiotics, is it a sore throat or is it? And I'm like, no, he has an infected doodle. And the poor young girl who's the pharmacist is like, right, okay, just the dosage is this. I'm like, okay, I got it. Yeah. Just give me it here. Anyway, so he's... He's the man of the house at the moment, quite literally. He's still a bit bigger than usual, and I'll give you an update tomorrow about.
Oh, poor little fella. Must be scary. Like scary as a, I mean, as a parent, you know what I mean. I mean, like you said, luckily he knows certain words. Because imagine if he didn't, have a word for it.
I wouldn't have known what to do. And like, obviously, I looked at it. I thought this thing, it might explode. You know when you blow up a water bomb.
Yeah.
And eventually it explodes. Wow. I thought it was going to explode.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I had to put goggles on.
Gee whiz, mate.
Yeah, crazy. All right. Anyway, he's on antibiotics and he's at home and he's having the time of his life with his...
Go on.
Big Willy.
Oh, jeez.
18 after 9.
Your poor son.
92 night. You gotta laugh at what you can at the moment. Gee.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God. Right.
Back he in doesn't 6 know minutes with the business blitz.
On Hit 92.9.
13.10.60, time for the business blitz.
That's right, mate. It's very, very simple stuff. Obviously, we're in a trying climate at the moment. Things have gone pear-shaped for so, so many people, and especially those small businesses who have copped it right in the face. Now, what you'll do, 13.10.60, is give us a call. Tell us if you're still going, how you're starting to adapt to the current climate, what you're offering. And we're going to give you some free promotion. So hopefully people listening at home or in their cars or at work can go, you know what, I still can go get some fish from the markets, or I can still go get all sorts of bits and pieces that we need to go about our daily life. So 13.10.60, if you're in a small business, give us a call and we'll hopefully get you to air where you can spruik your business and see if we can get you some business through media.
Well, speaking of fish, mate, you've landed spot on here. Hey, Julesy, say hello to Andrea. Yeah.
Hey, Andrea.
Hello.
Is it Andrea?
Andrea, yeah.
I mean, Pete tried to make it fancy, but...
Well, I saw the last name. I saw Riccardi's.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yep.
mate, so...
Babe, what's your business called?
Riccardi Fresh Fish Market.
Ooh, yum. All right.
And where can we find that?
So we're normally at the Mount Claremont Farmers Market.
Yeah. Oh, I'm always there.
But, yes, you are. But unfortunately, they've cancelled our market due to COVID.
Yep.
So we are currently just selling out of a warehouse in O'Connor every Saturday, but we're doing deliveries in and around the place at the moment because we don't actually have a location or a retail outlet.
Okay, right. Okay. So where can we go to see the products that you've got? You got a Facebook page or Instagram or website?
Yeah, we have both. We have Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
So Riccardi Fresh Fish Market on Facebook and Riccardi FFM on Insta.
Okay.
How
do we order,
happy
babe?
To do deliveries. You can just DM or Facebook message and I'll get in touch with you. I'll send through price lists or FaceTime, whatever we need to do to get
beautiful.
It out there because it's the busiest week of the year for us.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's Good Friday.
It is.
All right, well, I need to get a fish order in for Good Friday. So there you go, mate. Get on the website, get on Facebook, get on Insta, and find all the details because people do still need to eat some fresh seafood, don't they?
100%. They absolutely
they definitely do.
Thanks, Andrea.
Just quickly before, how do you spell Riccardi?
Yeah, so it's RICCIARDI.
Beautiful. RICCIARDI.
Riccardi SFM.
Beautiful.
All right. Beautiful. Sorry, I'm looking at it right now.
Beautiful, you guys. Okay, we're going to come back with more of your calls. 13.10.60, get on the phone. And we want to hear from you for the Business Blitz this morning.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Let's launch straight into it. This is the part of the show where we give businesses out there that are doing things to adapt to the current climate around them at the moment, maybe changing up the way that they go about their business just to stay afloat. Get on the air, give your business a plug, tell us you're still open, tell people that they can still come out and get stuck into what's going on with you. We've got Cassie. Good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, going well, mate. What's your business?
So my business is called Isra, and we do resilience workshops in schools. Mm-hmm. And obviously, they've all been cancelled, so we put all our best content into an online video series for schools and parents.
I imagine resilience would be pretty important about now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Well, they need it now more than ever, so our series looks at understanding our emotions, identifying them, taking responsibility, and even developing empathy, which is huge right now.
Okay, and where can people go, Cassie, to find out more about your services?
Yep, so they're on our website. It's izra.com.au. And we've got a school version of the video series that has 7 episodes, lesson plans, worksheets, and it's all half price for $150. Beautiful. And we've got a parent version with discussion guide, and that's half price for just $25. So we've tried to make it really affordable for families.
Amazing. Good on you, Cass.
Thanks, Cass.
Izra, I-Z-R-A.
Yep, that's the one. Good morning, Kay. How are you going?
Hello, Kay.
Oh, hello.
It is Kay, yes?
yes, it is.
Okay, mate, where do we find you? What are you doing with yourself?
So we are the local shack in Scarborough.
Yep.
Yeah, and we are a restaurant, obviously at the moment doing takeaway.
Yep.
And we have some incredible, you know, breakfast selections. We've got this amazing bakery case that's full of everything that you could possibly think of for the morning. So come in and grab a bite and go for a stroll along the beach.
The local shack. Beautiful. So whereabouts in Scarborough?
So the Scarborough Esplanade.
Okay.
Oh, right on the foreshore there.
Yeah, right on the foreshore.
Yeah, you little beauty. Okay, the local shack. Get along there.
Yeah, I'm on the Instagram page now. It looks delicious.
All right. Speaking of Instagram, all of these businesses are going to be in our social medias a little bit later on today if you want to find them there. Absolutely.
Beautiful. All right, let's go to Robert from Butler. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks.
What do you got going on?
We work Chartwell Construction, so we do a lot of structural wall removals and second story additions, that kind of thing. So anyone who's looking for get the house done up, maybe ready for a home office or homeschooling.
Robert, what's your thoughts on people doing their own DIYs, you know, knocking down walls in their own house and building on little off additions to their houses like Xavier?
Oh, I mean, especially if it's anything structural, certainly get professionally.
Okay.
You can do more harm than good.
Hey, Robert, I've got a question for you, because there's a house that's literally about 2 or 3 months ago lobbed off their roof around the corner for us and started building a second story on top of it. Mm. Right? How hard is it to do that? Like, what do you completely have to remove everything in your ceiling? Like, there goes your air conditioning, there goes all your plumbing. Like, how hard is it to actually stick a second story on your house?
Yeah, I mean, one of the most common mistakes people make is they try and salvage things like air conditioning, plumbing, electrics, and the more work goes on, it's like, oh, this is in the way, we're going to have to take that out, this is in the way, we're going to have to take that out. And in the long run, they cost themselves more money. This is why, you know, it's good to get a professional in right from the beginning and say, right, you know, this is what's going to need to come out to achieve what we need to achieve.
A professional like Chartwell Constructions, perhaps?
It certainly is, yeah.
All right. That's the one. You're the Reaper.
Awesome.
Good on you, Robbie. We're going to take one more call here. We got Melissa. Hello.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good. You got a business shout-out this morning.
Well, I do. I'm a very happy customer. So if anyone knows Centrepoint Pizza in Morley, their pizzas are amazing. So what they've done is they've adapted their business. They're now open 5:30 to 10 Monday to Friday with coffee, burgers, wraps. And I'll tell you what, it is just sensational. They've been doing it since last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And they're basically trying to target the essential services and emergency services workers in the area. Because there's nothing like that around at the moment. Plus, they're doing deliveries, and their menu's amazing. So you can check them out on Facebook. It's just Fast Break, and it's at Centrepoint Pizza in Morley. And, you know, for breakfast, you can get it's called a Debco, which is a double egg, bacon, cheese, grilled onions with sweet baby rays or ketchup.
Oh, Papa.
Oh, man.
You've got an American, which is like brisket, egg, bacon, cheese, grilled onions, and Dr. Paul's honey barbecue. Like, the menu is sensational.
You're selling it.
I was going to say.
I love it. Melissa, you are a fan.
Oh, it is so, and it's literally within walking distance to me. You can get good coffee as well. And it's just good because generally they're open at night, but now they're open 5:30 in the morning, Monday to Friday. So I reckon it's great because they've really adapted to the situation.
I like the energy too. You've just delivered that. I'm sold.
Mm. Yeah, good on you, Melissa. Thanks for the shout out for them. I'm sure if they're listening, they're going to absolutely love it today. Good on you. Take care.
Save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.
What's going on here, Julesy?
Well, remember, when was I? Maybe last Friday we were talking to Mama Jules.
Yeah.
And you guys obviously asked Mama Jules how she felt about me obviously being in isolation, therefore I probably wouldn't be able to get a guy, therefore grandbabies are put on hold
kids.
One more time now. And she's like, no, she don't need a man.
Yep.
And then I revealed something to her.
Yep.
Which I shouldn't have said.
What'd you say?
Because I shouldn't talk to my mother like that, but I just said it. And her reaction was like, oh, what'd you say? You stupid girl.
What did you say?
I'm not repeating it. But what I did say.
I need some context. Oh, I can't remember.
Actually, you know what? I think I've got a bit of context here. But
don't play it.
No. I don't have that piece of audio.
Oh, what have you got?
I don't have that piece of audio in particular. You know what? I don't have anything because this system still isn't working.
Okay, look, it's totally irrelevant. But what I did say, and if you really want to hear it, go and listen to the podcast. But what I did, what did happen after that was that it opened up the slide into the DMs.
Oh, the DMs have been active.
100%. As soon as that went to air, within like 60 seconds, they were sliding in.
I thought what I'd do is
share some of them with you.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, what is
that? Oh, now I remember.
You remember that conversation?
I remember, yes. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, and by the way, it was a bloody joke. I just did it to freak Mum out a little bit. Anyway,
was it?
It's
Was it a joke?
Well, I've got a list of some things that have been sent to me in the DMs.
Yes. Oh, brilliant. Okay.
What do you got?
I want to ask you guys which ones you reckon I should reply to.
Okay.
Okay.
You are so hot.
Yeah.
Just like the bottom of my laptop.
let me feel my laptop. Feel my laptop, Pete. It's not hot.
Yeah,
it's got a good cooling system.
No, that's because it's on the desk. But you know when you sit on your like your bed or your lap or something.
I'm writing these down. So there's
laptop boy.
Yeah. Yep. What are you wearing? I did reply to that one, by the way.
What? What did you say? What did you respond?
An annoying look on my face.
Okay. so there's the wearing dude.
Uh-huh. If the coronavirus doesn't take you out, can I?
Okay, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
What's the name? What's the name,
it's
though?
It's topical.
Dave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
What else you got?
Jules. Mm. I'll be your fly. Do you remember what I was talking about, Freddy the Fly?
Yeah.
And how he was my ISO buddy?
Yeah. He wants to shack up with you.
He's like, can I be your fly?
How is Freddy?
I haven't seen Freddy since
Friday.
He got sprayed
on Friday. Mm,
that's awkward.
No, I didn't kill him. Okay. Do you happen to be accepting applications for FWBs?
Oh,
Friends with benefits.
Yeah.
Well?
No.
Okay, all right.
Sorry. Sure.
Okay, now there's three others.
Yeah.
Which I didn't ask anyone for approval to say them live on air.
That's all right. They wrote to you. It's yours.
No. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you guys in the podcast.
Oh, okay. Oh. So when we put a podcast out, like all the bits from our show of the morning at hit.com.au, usually we banter for about 5 minutes or so with a little intro. So you're going to tell us there.
Yeah, there's three other options. I mean, you guys are just going to laugh over them, I know, but they're pretty clever.
Not safe for little ears,
just in case there's little ears in the car.
Okay,
ripper.
Nice.
So make sure.
Anyway, but out of those other ones, which ones? Yeah, I can.
King Corona.
King Corona.
The coronavirus doesn't take you out, can I?
Yeah. Because he's alluding to the fact that you actually might die at some stage soon, but if you do survive.
Oh, geez.
If you are lucky enough to make it through this pandemic, let's go out for dinner. I mean, I don't mind it.
On Hit 92.9.
Hola, people need to hear this.
Yeah, I don't know who needs to hear this, but anyone who's still going to work because their job is considered essential should receive hazard pay. What do you reckon?
I agree.
You can ask the bosses. I'll back you in, but I'm probably not going to be on the front line.
You're going to stand right behind me, are you?
They'll be right behind you, just around the corner, though.
On Hit 92.9. Save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.